Psalms 90, verse 13, through Psalms 92, verse 5. Return, O Yahweh, how long? O be sorry for your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your loving commitment, and let us sing for joy all our days. Give us joy according to the days you have afflicted us, the years we have seen evil. Reveal your work to your servants, and your splendor to their children. And let the pleasantness of Yahweh, our Elohim, be upon us, and confirm the work of our hands for us. O confirm the work of our hands. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, who abides under the shadow of the Almighty, he is saying of Yahweh, my refuge and my stronghold, my Elohim in whom I trust. For he delivers you from the snare of the trapper, from the destructive pestilence. He covers you with his feathers, and under his wings you take refuge. His truth is a shield and armor. You are not afraid of the dread by night, of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that walks in darkness, of the destruction that ravages at midday. 1,000 fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it does not come near you. Only with your eyes you look on, and see the reward of the wrong ones. Because you have made Yahweh, my refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil befalls you, and a plague does not come near your tent. Shalom, and welcome to the sixth program of His Word Heals. This program is focused weekly on praying in agreement with Yahweh's Word. Each week's program will build upon the information and prayers from the week before, so if this is your first time tuning in and you would like to hear more, please visit our website at www.hiswordheals.com. If you are blessed by what you hear, please consider supporting this radio station by clicking the donate button on their website. The premise of this program each week is that once you have put your trust in the death, burial, resurrection, and kingship of Yeshua our Messiah, you are either a newly grafted in branch or a grafted back in branch of the tree of Israel, as explained by Paul in Romans 11:13-17. You are part of spiritual Israel, joined to Yahweh's chosen people, and all of the promises and instructions given to Israel apply to you, both the blessings for obedience and the chastisements for disobedience, as outlined throughout his entire word. The difference is in that we now have a better sacrifice to take away our sins, which is Yeshua, who has taken all of our sins and punishment upon himself, so that we could have a fresh start clothed in his righteousness before Yahweh our Father. John chapter 1 tells us, Yeshua is our Creator's Word made flesh. Yeshua is the same yesterday, today, and forever, we are told in Hebrews 13:8. Yeshua, Yahweh's Word made flesh, was able to heal his people 2,000 years ago, and Yeshua, his Word, is still able to heal his people today. If you have questions, please email us at hwh@hiswordheals.com. Each week's prayer time is patterned after the pattern that Yeshua taught in Matthew 6:9-13, with a focus on healing, while we pray in agreement with a variety of new scriptures each week. At the end of today's program, we will continue our series looking into the significance of this year's upcoming fall feasts and the total solar eclipse we just witnessed last week on August 21st, which marked the beginning of this year's 40 days of repentance leading up to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement or Judgment. But right now, let's take a few moments of silence to prepare our hearts to pray to our Father in Yeshua's name. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Elohim, Creator and King of the universe. You have blessed us with your Torah of truth. You have blessed us with the whole counsel of your living word. By the power of your Holy Spirit, through the completed work of Yeshua, our Messiah, you alone have planted among us life eternal. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Elohim. Shema Yisrael, Yahweh, Eloheinu, Yahweh, Echad. Baruch Shem Kevod, Malchuto Leolam Vayed. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our Elohim, Yahweh is one. Praise be your name, O Yahweh, and your glorious sovereignty for ever and ever. You said King David was a man after your own heart. David knew how to praise you and glorify your name. So we want to praise you as well with some of David's psalms.
Today, we will praise you in agreement with Psalms 118, 13 through 24, and Psalms 145, 1 through 21. My enemies have thrust sore at me that I might fall, but you, Yahweh, have helped me. You are my strength and song, and are become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. Your right hand, Yahweh, doeth valiantly. Your right hand, Yeshua, our salvation, is exalted. Your right hand, O Yahweh, doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live, and declare your works. You have chastened me sore, but you have not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, I will go into them, and I will praise you, O Yahweh. This gate of yours into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is your doing, it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which you, O Yahweh, have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I will extol thee, my Elohim, O King, and I will bless thy name for ever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name for ever and ever. Great are you, O Yahweh, and greatly to be praised, and your greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of thy glorious honor, of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. Yahweh, you are gracious, and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. You are good to all, and your tender mercies are over all your works. All your works shall praise you, O Yahweh, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men your mighty acts, and the glorious majesty of your kingdom, which is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion which endures throughout all generations. You uphold all that fall, and raise up those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon you, and you givest them their meat in due season. You open thy hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. You, O Yahweh, are righteous in all your ways, and holy in all your works. You are near unto all them that call upon you, to all that call upon you in truth. You will fulfill the desire of them that fear you. You will also hear their cry, and will save them. You, O Yahweh, preserve all of them that love you, but all the wicked will you destroy. My mouth shall speak your praise. Let all flesh bless your holy name for ever and ever. Amen. We praise you, Yahweh, for your word and your promises. They are just as valid today for your people as they were the day they were written down for us. We pray these scriptures from Job, Psalms, and Isaiah over all of your people, your set-apart children, so that we can remember and believe your promises to us and go on the offense with the sword of your word, Yahweh, as Yeshua did, against our enemies. We don't want to be on the defense all the time, Father. We want to take your word and go on the offense. We shall be steadfast and shall not fear. None shall make us afraid. Yahweh, you are our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? Yahweh is the strength of our lives. Of whom shall we be afraid? Though a host should encamp against us, our hearts shall not fear. What time we are afraid, we will trust in you, O Yahweh. In Yahweh, our Elohim, we have put our trust. We will not fear. Yahweh is on our side. We will not fear. You, O Yahweh, tell us, fear thou not, for you are with us. Be not dismayed, for you are our Elohim. You promise to strengthen us, that you will help us. You will uphold us with the right hand of your righteousness. You say to those that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, our Elohim will come with vengeance, even Elohim with recompense. You will come and save us. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break forth as streams in the desert. Praise you, O Yahweh, for all of these promises you have made to your people, those that would repent in the name of Yeshua, and turn to obey you for your glory and the glory of your kingdom. We don't want to fear anything or anyone but you, Abba. We know that you have not given us the spirit of fear. Fear is a form of unbelief and faithlessness. It hinders our ability to obey you, to serve you and glorify you and your Son. Please increase our faith and cast out the spirit of fear from our lives and our homes. We cast out all fear in the name and authority of Yeshua our Messiah. Strengthen us to bind and cast out any false, evil, or fearful spirit that may already be present or would try to gain entry into our lives or homes. Bring your words to our hearts and minds through your Spirit always, that we would be able to fight these enemies and win for your glory and for our preservation in your kingdom, that we would be effective and strong witnesses of your faithfulness and truth, that we would be able to witness of you and your Son to a lost and dying world, that we would be able to overcome the fiery darts of the enemy, which is not only physical battle, but is foremost a spiritual one. We thank you that we don't fight in our own strength, but in yours, and that the fight is already won through faith in Yeshua and what he did for us on the cross or stake 2,000 years ago. Through faith we know we have the victory. Please help us to live like victors without any fear. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. As promised, here is another installment of what significance last week's total solar eclipse could be for Yahweh's people around the world, and particularly in the U.S., where a rare total solar eclipse was seen in its totality from one corner of our nation to the other, from west to east, a 70-mile-wide path of darkness traversing our nation through 12 states, marking specifically the biblical date of Elul 1. We know from previous week's study that this eclipse marked the beginning of the traditional 40 days of repentance leading up to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement and or Judgment. This 40 days before Yom Kippur was also the time when Moses was up on Mount Sinai getting the second set of tablets after the first set was broken, just as Yeshua was broken at his first coming for the sins of Israel and of the world. Moses returned from the presence of Yahweh to Israel with the second set of tablets and a glowing or glorified face on Yom Kippur. Yeshua will return at his second coming from the presence of Yahweh with a face that shines like the sun. Revelation 10:1. Will Yeshua return in his glory on Yom Kippur some year soon? The eclipse that just marked the beginning of the last 40 days of repentance before Yom Kippur cast a 70-mile-wide shadow of darkness across 12 states. Historically and biblically, total solar eclipses have marked significant events and/or have been warnings of pending judgment. Consider the total eclipse at Yeshua's crucifixion. It has also been taught that there was a total solar eclipse over Nineveh before Jonah's warning for them to repent. Could the eclipse we just witnessed over the U.S. just prior to the 40 days of repentance perhaps be a warning to repent for the 12 tribes of Israel, representing all of Yahweh's people scattered throughout the nations of the earth, as represented in Genesis by the 70 descendants of Noah, from which all nations of the earth descended? Interestingly, the start of this eclipse began at approximately noon according to U.S. Central Standard Time. In other words, biblical words, the sun began going down midday or at noon. Last week we took a look at some verses regarding pending judgment when the sun is darkened at midday or noon. This week, please look at them for yourselves as a review. They are Jeremiah 15:9, Amos 8:9-12, and Micah 3:6-7 and 11. Please consider these verses along with Matthew 10:8 in light of many of today's so-called shepherds fleecing their flocks, especially in or from the U.S. After that quick review, we are now going to take a look at a parallel between Moses' reaction to Israel's sin with the golden calf and the king of Nineveh's decree at Jonah's warning to Nineveh. But first, as an interesting aside, let's consider Jonah. We could call him a lukewarm believer, couldn't we? He believed in God, but didn't really want to do what God directed him to do. He thought he could just go the opposite direction God was sending him, and he would be okay and wouldn't have to do what he was being told to do. For whatever reason, he didn't want to be responsible for giving warning to those he was being sent to warn. Because of his lack of action and/or passion for the instructions he was given by God, we could deduce from the description given in Jonah chapter 2 that he was cast into great tribulation, from which he repented and turned back. Then his prayer was heard of Yahweh in his holy temple, verse 7, at which time Yahweh directed the fish to vomit or spew him out of his mouth. Finally, Jonah was obedient, even though still reluctantly. Let's take a look at Jonah 2 through 3:3 and see if indeed this sounds like a summary of Jonah praying repentance after being thrown into great tribulation, as described also in Revelation. Then Jonah prayed unto Yahweh his Elohim out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction. Here, the word affliction is translated from the Hebrew word 6869, which is also translated elsewhere as tribulation. So Jonah could have been crying by reason of his tribulation. Unto Yahweh, and he heard me, out of the belly of hell, the belly of the fish or beast that swallowed him. Here the Hebrew word is Dagon, for fish, like the false god Dagon. Think fish hat, like the Pope wears, but I digress. Anyway, Jonah said, I cried, and thou heard my voice, for thou had cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas. Where does the beast of Revelation arise from? The sea. And the floods compassed me all about, all thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. King Solomon prayed that when Israel would repent and pray toward Yahweh's temple, that Yahweh would hear their cries and forgive their sins. Jonah goes on, the waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption. O Yahweh my Elohim, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered Yahweh, and my prayers came in unto thee, into thy holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pray that I have vowed. Salvation is of Yahweh. And Yahweh spake unto the fish, and it vomited, or spewed, out Jonah upon dry land. And the word of Yahweh came unto Jonah a second time, saying, same message, Yahweh doesn't change. Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of Yahweh. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. Interesting that it is about a 3-day drive across the U.S., but I digress again. Anyway, what I'm about to share certainly warrants more study, but I thought I would throw it out there for you to consider anyway. Consider the church of Laodicea in Revelation 3:16, which Yahweh is going to spew or vomit out of his mouth. Will they, possibly including many of us, who like Jonah are lukewarm to or running from Yahweh's instructions, repent during the first 3 years of great tribulation as Jonah did during his 3 days of tribulation in the belly of the whale before being spewed out? Is this the only sign the world will be given, the sign of Jonah as the lukewarm church, repenting out of tribulation and reluctantly warning the heathen to repent as well? We know Matthew 16:4 was referring to Yeshua's time in the grave, but like other prophecies, this picture could have multiple fulfillments. It says, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. Time will tell if this sign is also referring to the spewing out of the church of Laodicea during the tribulation as well. Back to the parallel between what Moses did and what the king of Nineveh did. After Jonah repented, he was spewed out of the whale's mouth, and finally did what he was told and went to Nineveh, telling them they had 40 days to repent before they would be overthrown. What did the king of Nineveh order the people of Nineveh to do during the 40 days' time for them to repent? In Jonah chapter 3, verse 7, the king of Nineveh caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, "Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water." And what did Moses do after the sin of the golden calf? Deuteronomy 9:18 tells us, "Moses fell down before Yahweh as at the first, 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water, because of the sins which Israel sinned in doing wickedly in the sight of Yahweh, to provoke him to anger." In Deuteronomy 9:25, Moses says, "Thus I fell down before Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights, as I fell down at the first, because Yahweh had said he would destroy you." Moses and the king of Nineveh had the right attitude before Yahweh, and he listened to them and relented of his judgment. Jonah and Laodicea had a lukewarm, disobedient attitude toward Yahweh's instruction, with no love towards those they were being sent to warn. Like Jonah, will the Laodicea church have to go through tribulation and be spewed out before they will obey? So then, if Jonah can be compared to the church of Laodicea, then could Moses be compared with the church of Philadelphia? Revelation 3:7. "And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth." Wouldn't the key of David be the Torah, which Moses wrote down? After all, King David loved Yahweh's Torah, and Yeshua is his Torah or Word made flesh. So then Moses would represent the Church of Philadelphia in that they have the Torah, and the Greek word translated as Philadelphia basically means love for the brethren. The message of Torah is to love Yahweh and love your neighbor, right? Moses' love for the people of Israel, his brethren, caused him to repent on their behalf 40 days and 40 nights without eating or drinking. Who will we choose to identify with? The Church of Philadelphia and Moses who loved the brethren? Or the lukewarm Laodicean church and Jonah who didn't want to go to warn the people of Nineveh, which may have actually had many of the scattered Israelites or Jonah's brethren among them? We may not have much more time to decide. Let's repent and get ourselves right with Yahweh through Yeshua, and then get out there and be watchmen we are called to be, and warn our neighbors, where many of the scattered tribe of Israel, our brethren, may be, of his coming judgment, while there is still time for them to repent as well. We pray, O Yahweh, that you would open the eyes of everyone whom you are calling to your truth, to your signs and set-apart days before it is too late. Give us the heart of Moses, not the reluctant heart of Jonah, that we would obey you before we would need to be cast into tribulation and you would spew us back out. Please especially give us a heart for children and those that have not heard your message. Protect them, give them discernment, and enable and empower us to reach them with your message of love and salvation, as well as your warnings that they would turn and repent and glorify your name and your Son while there is still time to do so. Provide healing for your people in these days, that we would not be distracted by our sickness and disease, that we would have no need for any other Elohim or healer but you, and that you would receive all the glory, and we would trust only in you. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Goodbye for now, and Yah willing, I look forward to praying in agreement with Yahweh's word with all of you again next week. Again, if this is your first time listening in, please download and listen to our preceding programs at www.hiswordheals.com. Until next week, blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone in your homes.